We're walking down the street in the downpour, laughing because neither of us has an umbrella, but we don't care. I like the way the rain makes your hair dark, and you like the way the water makes my top cling extra tight to my body. People are staring at us like we're crazy, but none of that matters as you pull me in for a kiss. Maybe this kiss was meant to be innocent, just a gentle peck. But my hand holds the back of your head in just such a way to let you know not to end it. You sense my mood and pull my body against yours, the rain beating down our faces as your tongue gently caresses mine. My body reacts instantly to yours and I moan in your mouth. This only ignites a fire in you. Your hand touches my face, but slowly slides down my throat, over my chest, and subtly cups my breast, letting me know your intentions. I pull back and recognize the heat in your eyes. Your heart is racing, and I'm no longer shivering from the cold. I smile my wicked little grin and grab your hand, pulling you through an alley, past some boxes, until we reach a small corner. It's still visible from the street, but only if you're really looking. I lean my back against the brick wall and grab you by the coat, pulling your body hard against mine. Oh, and you are so hard for me. You kiss me while your hands touch my hair, my face, my breasts. Soft moans escape my lips as my hands begin exploring your body. I loosen your belt and unbutton your jeans, making sure to push them down just far enough so I can play with your cock. My hand is wet from the rain and you groan when I start touching you, stroking gently at first, but slowly increasing my grip as your hand squeezes my breast again. My tongue pulls itself away from yours and licks the side of your neck, tasting the rain from your skin before my teeth graze your ear. I lean closer and ask you to take me, moaning your name. You don't hesitate. The thought of getting caught has you more excited than you have ever been in your entire life. You want this, and I want you. Your hands bunch up my skirt and pull my panties to the side, letting your fingers touch and explore me. I'm so wet. And not just from the rain. You groan, knowing how easy it'd be to slip inside me. I ask, no, I beg for you to do it. I need you. I need more than your hand between my legs. My head leans back against the wall, letting the rain drip down my skin as you slowly push your way inside me. I gasp at how full I feel while you lift my legs off the ground. I wrap them around you as we begin enjoying each other. You move expertly, thrusting into me at the most delightful pace. My moans are getting closer together, your breath getting faster. The steam from the heat we're making with our bodies rises above us, and as I bring your head back to mine, I lick your lips before firmly pressing mine against them. Your tongue moves quickly as our pace increases. My gasps and moans become loud. We may be drawing attention to ourselves now, but we don't care. We need this. Your body thrusts harder into mine and it pushes me right over the edge. I moan loudly while my body convulses and tightens around you. You let out a deep groan and still your body, coming and gripping my leg tight. Fingers dig so hard into my hip that I may have little bruises tomorrow. A reminder of what we did here, in an alley, in the rain. As our bodies come down from this high, I bring my feet back down to the ground and we pull apart, fixing our clothes. We look at each other, breathing heavy, and smile. I lean in close to your ear and whisper, I sure do enjoy the rain, don't you?